Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Meanwhile, a friend of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev has been found guilty of interfering with the investigation into the attack.
After 35 hours of deliberation, a jury has found Robel Filipos made false statements to investigators and interfered with a terrorism investigation. U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz called the verdict exactly right.
He lied to agents when he could have helped. He concealed when he could have assisted.
WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has been following the trial. He was in the courtroom today where the verdict came in, and he joins us now in the studio. And Bruce, what exactly was Filipos convicted of?
Well, he was charged with two counts of lying to federal agents. The investigators had interviewed him five times over a period of a week, and the counts said that he was lied to them nine separate occasions and on two separate days. And the jury said that they found him guilty of making false statements that affected the investigation in five statements that he made to agents.
Now, Robel Filipos' lawyers have used what has been described in shorthand as the marijuana defense. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that and how it seems to have resonated with the jury.
So what they said is that he said that he does not remember being in Tsarnaev's dormitory. He was charged with going there 3 days after the marathon bombings and taking things out of the dormitory. That's what they said, that three friends had been in the dorm. And he wasn't charged with taking anything. He was just charged with saying that he wasn't in the dorm. Well, his defense said, no, he didn't lie. He just didn't remember. He was so intoxicated with marijuana. He was so stunned that he just couldn't remember. And they detailed hour by hour the 12 hours that he was on campus by that time, how much marijuana he had smoked. And it was quite a bit. And ironically, he wasn't even supposed to be on that campus. The only reason he was on that campus, he hadn't been to UMass Dartmouth for 2.5 months, was because he needed to speak to health officials about his marijuana smoking. So that was his defense, but the jurors didn't buy it.
And he had a high-profile witness testifying on his behalf.
Yes, he did. Former governor, three-time governor Michael Dukakis testified that he knew him since he was 4 years old. In fact, he had even taken him to the Democratic National Convention at one point. It was a close family friend because his wife and Tsarnaev's mother had worked together. But again, jury didn't seem to buy it.
What was the reaction from Robel Filipos himself, from his family, his attorneys?
Well, he looked straight ahead. I got to tell you that before the jurors came in, the judge, Judge Woodlock, admonished everyone in the court, saying, don't say anything. I know that this is highly emotional, but if you say anything, I'm tossing you out. So nobody said anything, and Robel Filipos just looked straight ahead.
Now, this is a 21-year-old man. Is that right, Bruce?
Yes. He was 19 years old when he was charged.
And he has been scheduled to be sentenced in late January.
Right.
What happens between now and then, and what kind of sentence is he facing?
Well, he's been out on bail at his home in Cambridge, but he'll continue to stay out. The conditions stay the same. He's got an e-bracelet on. And then, as you say, at the end of January, January 29th at 2:30 in the afternoon, he'll be sentenced.
And what could he face?
Potentially 16 years, 8 years on each count. And because it would have been 5 years and 5 years for each count. But because it was the jury's decide that he interfered with a terrorism investigation, they tacked on another 3 years for each count. So the total is 16 potentially years in prison.
Is there any way to gauge whether he actually may serve that much time? Or is there judge discretion here?
A judge discretion. Typically, federal judges do not deliver the maximum sentence. They have a lot of leeway, but we don't know. And I will say that the defense has hinted that they may, in fact, appeal a part of the verdict.
And another sentencing coming up in mid-November for two more Jahar Tsarnaev
friends. Right. Back-to-back, 18th and 19th of November, Azamat Tazayakov and Diaz Karibayev. They were the two friends of Tsarnaev who were in the room, who when Tazayakov was convicted by jurors and Karibayev completed that he was guilty. They may, in fact, that sentencing may be delayed until the Tsarnaev trial because they may testify.
And the Tsarnaev trial is scheduled for January. Is Filipos, who was convicted today, expected to testify at that?
Good question. And I asked that of the defense attorneys, and they say they haven't made a decision yet, but they haven't even been asked. So that may be a done deal for them.
That's WBUR's Bruce Gellerman. He was in court today when Robel Filippo's friend of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev was sentenced. Bruce, thank you.
You're welcome.
Not sentenced, I should say convicted. The jury came in, exactly. Thanks, Bruce.